We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction. On the trolley back alley, heading for some Nutmeg function. All the people we see in the places we go, we'll have you right back by the end of the show. We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction.
So, Julia, did you get a nice book at Baxter's Best Bookstore and more?
A great one. It's The New Adventures of Daring Darling Darley. This one is The Mystery of the Secret Airplane.
New Adventures? I thought it was the same adventure every time and was just a device to sell a breakfast drink.
Dad, don't be silly. The Daring Darling Darley show isn't just an advertisement for a product. It's an exciting story.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Nutmeg Junction Trolley. Why, it's Julia Porter and her dad, Mr. Porter.
I feel by now, maybe I should have a first name?
Maybe. So, what's your destination?
We are going to a concert. We're going to see the musical duo, The Angel and the Hustler.
Angel and the Hustler? Why, that's Robert C. Fullerton and Angela Luna. What a fantastic choice. I'm confident you'll be happy you chose this trolley to get to their show.
We're always happy to take the trolley.
I see you have a book, The New Adventures of Daring Darling Darley. That's a popular character.
And in this adventure, she's in a real tricky situation. But Dad says the program is just there to sell a product.
Well, some of the best characters do both. Why don't you tell us about this particular story?
I will. It's Darley time!
It's that time again for the new adventures of Daring Darling Darley. Boy, Darley can get into some tricky situations, can't she? When we last saw Darley, she was outside the old lighthouse with her friends Marshal Jim Withers and Robert Finkel. And of course, her faithful feline friend, Meadow. We'll get back to the action in just a moment. But first, friends, do you want to be part of the Daring Darling Darley Super Secret Action Squad? Sure you do. Just send 3 proof of purchase stickers from any Daring Darling Darley breakfast drink with 1 wooden nickel for shipping and handling, and we'll send you your very own free Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit. Then, at the end of every episode of your favorite program, Darley will send a message that only squad members can decode. Write down the coded message, get out your Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit, and Bob's your uncle. You'll unlock the secret message. Only squad members allowed. Get your Daring Darling Darley Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit and become part of the squad today. And now, it's Darley time!
Willikers, I think we just might capture that evil spy who took the plans for the secret airplane.
You might be right there, Darley, but what are we doing outside this spooky lighthouse?
Marshal, don't you remember? We tracked the spy from the seemingly abandoned warehouse, followed the tire tracks across the rickety old bridge, where we found the clues of the glowing sand that can only come from one place. Smuggler's Shore.
Meow.
That's right, Meadow. We're gonna put a stop to that evil spy's plans before he can even get him to the other side.
Who is the other side, Darley?
Well, Mr. Finkel, the name on the mailbox outside the spy's house is Sergei Mikhailov.
Sounds French.
Maybe, but if we can get inside the lighthouse, recapture the airplane plans, well then, gee willikers, after that, then all we have to do is wait for the spy to come back to his lair and Bob's your uncle. We wrapped up the mystery and put a big red, white, and blue bow on it.
Meow.
That's right, Meadow. We need to find a way into the lighthouse. Go search for an open window, girl.
Maybe the cat is hungry.
Meadow, she's hungry for adventure, all right. Go on, girl.
Meow.
There she goes.
Meadow acted like she smelled something, so let's be extra careful when we approach the lighthouse.
You got it, Marshall. It's a good thing I started the day with a Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. It's filled with calcium and vitamin D, so that I have the energy I need for all my mysteries.
Aha! That's right, friends. Darly starts every day with a nutritious Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. Don't you want to have the energy to solve all the mysteries in your world? Sure you do. So tell your parents you're not leaving the grocery store until you get a delicious and oh-so-nutritious Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. And now, back to the adventure.
We're getting close to the lighthouse. I'm just happy we have a lawman here with us. But Marshall, don't you think you should get your firearm ready? I mean, just in case?
I don't own a firearm. Why would I have one?
Now, doesn't a marshal carry a weapon when they're on duty?
What do you mean on duty? There are lots of marshals in the world.
Yes, but the marshals I'm aware of carry firearms. Am I right?
I suppose they do if they're in law enforcement.
Aren't you in law enforcement, Marshal Jim?
My name is Marshall. Marshall Jim Withers. That's my full name, but I'm not in law enforcement. I used to be a plumber back in the day, if that helps.
No, it doesn't help.
It helps if you need a plumber, I guess.
So, Marshal Jim, what's Jim, your middle name?
Shh! We gotta be quiet sneaking up to the White House. We have to have stealth. Fortunately, I started the morning with my Daring Darling Darly breakfast drink. So just like that, Bob's your uncle, I can stealthily approach any situation.
Yeah, we got it the first time. Look. Didn't we break into a warehouse? Now that's breaking and entering. I thought we had some kind of cover for that, because, you know, we had a law enforcement officer on our side, not a plumber.
Of course we're protected, Mr. Finkel, because we're protecting the plans of the good old U.S. of A.
I'm pretty sure that's not how it works, Darly.
Look, once we recapture the plans, why then, Bob's your uncle, we'll be heroes. No parade for me, thanks. Just doing my duty as a citizen mystery solver.
I'm starting to feel like maybe I should get out of here.
You're not going to leave your niece at a lighthouse when she's in the midst of solving the mystery of the secret airplane, are you?
What do you mean, niece? My niece lives in Syracuse.
Isn't your name Robert? Bob's your uncle? I just thought.
I never call myself Bob. I never called myself Darley's uncle, and nowhere, by the way, would someone think that we had the right to break and enter into anywhere just because an Uncle Bob is there?
Come on, gang. I hear Meadow purring. That can only mean one thing. She's found a way in.
Wait, if you're not her uncle, who are you?
I work at the local grocery store. She came in for supplies when she was working on the mystery of the Dibble Street gang.
You faced down a gang?
Yeah, I'm starting to figure that out, too. She called the group a gang, but now that I think of it, they may have just lived on the same street, and the mystery was how they could get everyone to the park.
How did you solve it?
City bus.
Meadow, come here, girl. She's not responding. Marshall, Mr. Finkel, what's she doing?
She loves those plants over there. She's rubbing against them, and she's really getting into them. Let me get a closer look with this flashlight. Just what I thought. It's catnip.
Catnip? That can only mean one thing. It's a trap!
Friends, sounds like Daring Darling Darly is in another tricky situation. We'll have to wait until next Darly time to find out how they get out of it. But now, it's time for Darly's secret message that can only be decoded by the Super Secret Action Squad. Only squad members allowed. Get your Daring Darling Darly Super Secret Spymaster Codebreaker Action Kit and become part of the squad today. Now, Darly.
Yes, Mr. Announcer.
I think your squad is ready for your special message.
You bet. Okay, gang. Remember to write down these numbers and then translate them with the kit, and Bob's your uncle. You'll have my message. Here we go. The message is... First word. 21. 9. 2. 15. 12. 20. Second word. 7. 16. 19. Last word. 13. 10. 20, 21, 6, 15, 10, 15, 8, and punctuation 32. Thanks, squad.
Ha ha! Thank you, Darlie. And remember, friends, Darlie's counting on you to be part of her squad. So check out the entire line of Daring Darling Darlie products at your local grocery store today.
That Darlie's a real go-getter, isn't she?
Speaking of go-getting, it's time for us to go get our seats.
Sounds great, Mr. Porter. I'll stop by later and punch the tickets in just a little while.
Thanks, Mr. Conductor.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please.
You are doing a great job, JT.
Why, it's Lead Conductor Margo.
Former lead conductor, JT. Ella is the lead conductor now.
That's right. So, Margo, are you enjoying retirement?
I like it just fine. Now I can ride the trolley for pleasure, not merely because it's the job.
So, what brings you to Nutmeg Junction Trolley today, Margo?
I'm going to see the Angel and the Hustler show today, too.
Sounds like a popular concert.
When people support live musicians, that's always music to my ears.
It's Robert C. Fullerton and Angela Luna. It's Angel and the Hustler right here on the trolley.
What luck!
Hey, you know, I've got my guitar with me. Angela, you think we should sing a song for the passengers?
I would love to, RCF. I think it's a windy day. Let's serve up a little sweet justicia.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
Silence. Too many figure with exacting science. But subtle, stealthy, like a creeping dragon. I crush the ones who hadn't had it coming. But ooh, sometimes I bet choose not to see. Yeah.
was wonderful. Where can people find your information if they want to find out more about Angel and the Hustler?
Well, we are playing from time to time at Infinity Hall, Music Bistro Hall in Norfolk, and we have a gig lined up at the Falcon and 12 Grapes.
12 Grapes over in the Hudson Valley, yeah.
I keep wanting to eat them and saying two grapes, but yeah, it's 12. Yes, so we're starting to branch out into the Hudson Valley and into New York, thanks to WAPJ bringing us to the airwaves and Falcon giving us a call. The Falcon, we're so excited. That's August the 3rd or 1st? I think the 1st, right, Robert?
It's the whatever that first Wednesday is in August.
Yep, yeah. And then we have a July at 12 Grapes. You can go to their website and look at that. And what else is going
on,
RCF?
And people can find Angel and the Hustler on Facebook.
Yes,
Angel
yes.
and the Hustler.
Very true. And we both have music available on Spotify. We're streaming on Spotify and on CD Baby and all those good places. YouTube, lots of good fun stuff on YouTube, of course, videos and live performances with our various outfits. Well, Robert in his hat and me in my clockwise hip-hop thing.
Do you have one more song for us?
We do.
We do.
How about that song, Better Man?
You know, how about Better Now Than Ever?
Yeah, sounds good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, who's left working in D.C. these days? Anybody? Would you try if I showed you the way? Would you even make that move and meet me halfway? Well, I know yourself, you lie, so you think we all will cheat. But let me prove to you that there is truth in what I seek. To be the better man, better man. Better man, better man. A better man, better man. Better man, better man. Be the better man, better man. A better man, better man. A better man, better man. Better man, better man. Be the better man, yeah. Won't you be a better man? I don't know if he really can. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know. I think you know. To my right, Jesus drank his wine. To the left, now Billy, she drank of a different kind. It's time to love when hate started swinging from the trees. Can we turn the strange fruit in the face of misery? To be the better man, better man. Better man, better man. A 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 better man, better man. Be the better man, yeah. Won't you be a better man? 'Cause I know you can. No, I know, I know, I know. Take my chance, take that chance. Take your hands and make some more. And take my hand. Take that chance, take my hand and take that chance. Better, like better. Ba 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 da ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba da ba da ba da ba 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 da ba da ba da ba da ba 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 ba.
Thank you. We're
our pleasure.
Glad to help people along the way.
Tickets, please. Tickets, please.
Hi. Here's my ticket.
Why, it's KJ Johansson.
Hey, JTQ, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. KJ Johansson, big fan of your work. Enjoy KBJB Radio, the home of the original artist.
Yes, thank you.
It's fantastic to have you on the program. You know, another program that I enjoy of yours is Conversation with Comedians.
Yes.
You yourself are a comedian.
I am. Well, sometimes, you know, you cannot be serious with my co-host, Joanna Raposa. And we go around and we talk to all different comedians and club owners as well, because we like to hear their point of view as well sometimes.
And people can learn, people who are interested in comedy, they learn a great deal from this program, learning from the experience of these comedians and club owners.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've learned a lot from them just by interviewing them, and we have a great time. I mean, as long as we're laughing, doing it, and have a good time, that's what it's all about.
Well, you and Joanna Raposa, you have a great rapport when you work
Raposa,
together.
We have a Raposa.
Very nice. So that's fantastic. Yeah. You're able to work off each other as you talk to your guests.
And, she is, and she's an outstanding writer as well, just like you, Joe Quirk.
Well, thank you very much.
You are a great writer yourself. Joe Quirk.
So KJ Johansson, tell me about KBJB.
Oh my gosh. Well, KBJB originated about a year and a half ago. We're home of the original artist. We are being downloaded in 40 countries thus far. So we're being listened to. People are digging it. We have great shows. We have Angels Don't Lie with Jeannie Street on Tuesdays. That's a live call-in show. You get to call in and talk with people on the other side, actually. And then Mondays we have Wine Sense. It's all about wine and the sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
And after a bottle, who cares? So, and then You Cannot Be Serious is on Monday nights as well at 8 o'clock. And you can stream us live, download our app, you know, all that good stuff.
And I believe there's a gentleman who is in the state local government who is also has a program, correct? Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, Take It Easy. It's all about Harry Brook Park in New Milford, Connecticut. It's a beautiful little magic garden there. I absolutely am in love with it. And they do this little hour broadcast called Take It Easy. It's Billy Mo Buckby and Valerie Walsh. And they are a delight together. And I love listening to their show. I don't care what part of the earth you're from. You can listen to the show because they're funny. They really are. And he looks like Santa Claus. So.
and it's about Harry Brook Park.
It is. Sponsored by there.
But you've performed in Harry Brook Park, correct?
Well, not in the park, but for the park. For comedy shows for them, yeah.
You've done a number of comedy shows, you know, throughout the state. I mean, obviously as a comedian, but in terms specifically with KBJB,
yes.
There is one, correct me if I'm wrong, in Sherman, right? The Sherman...
We did the Sherman Theater. We did a live remote from the Sherman Theater. They did an old-fashioned, show, like...
Like a Grand Old Opry.
It's a Grand Old Opry, had a baby with, you know, Prairie...
Prairie Home Companion.
Prairie Home Companion. It was exactly like that. It was adorable. We loved it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
What do you like best about the live type performances?
Me, personally, on stage.
You on stage?
Or
yes.
Oh God, it's therapy for me. You know, I've learned to. There's different parts of my comedy. You know, it depends on what area you're in and what. I'm actually this Friday. I'll be doing the Girls' Night Out. Event in New Haven.
Although this particular interview will air the Saturday afterwards, so we're going to say
so you're going to hear.
You know what? You had a fantastic time.
Friggin' great time, man! It was packed.
Tell me about the girls' night out.
Tell
me about the idea.
There was no testosterone there. I could tell you. It is all about women, you know, getting your girls together and going out. There's a bunch of prizes that they give out, and I get to. Go entertain ladies for a half an hour. That's hilarious to me. I mean, you know what I talk about for the most part. So.
Sure. And this is, where is that, where did that take place?
That's New Haven, and I have to get the name of the restaurant because it's hard for me to.
So they're different, this would be the type of idea that even though it might take place this particular Friday or yesterday, if you will.
Actually, there's another one in Mayo Pack in September.
Tell me about that one.
Mayo Pack, and I have to look up where exactly in Mayo Pack it is, but it's called Girls Night Out, mm-hmm. and you can just look it of Connecticut, and you can look it up, and she's like, I'm their comedian for this year, so.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Speaking of WOW, I'm also the moderator for WOW, Women of the World, at the Warner Theater this year. So
you are?
I am.
When does that take place?
That is in, I believe, in beginning of November.
In November-ish.
Yeah.
And at the Warner, the Wow
Forum. The lovely, gorgeous Warner Theater.
That's quite a feather in the cap, so to speak.
I would have to say, yeah.
to emcee this particular event.
Yeah. It's really cool. I'm very excited about it.
That is.
Hopefully, I don't lose my voice or anything, Joe. Holy crap! Can you imagine?
Well, you know, that would probably be true no matter what line of work you're in. But when you're a comedian, that's
I'd have to mime my way through it.
Exactly.
I'd just be pointing to things on my body.
Yeah, give the thumbs up sign, point, and then
and good night. I'm thrilled with all of it. I'm overwhelmed and I'm thrilled, and I can't believe it's all happening so quickly.
It's fair to say that you are extremely busy creating content and also helping others get their content out into the world. Whether
Absolutely.
It is you're the one on stage, you are facilitating other people on stage,
yeah, I love
whether
it.
You're hosting events, or whether you are providing those venues through KBJB Internet Radio.
Yes. We love to promote our all of our original artists, and we have all original programming, and I couldn't be prouder of the shows that we're producing right now. We're also doing a lot of live events, too. Believe it or not, there's going to be on June 24th for charity. It's called a young kid called Sean Quigg. He has spaghetti arms. A not-for-profit for people with Deutchenson's muscular dystrophy. So we're doing a charity benefit for him. We're bringing drag queens up from Long Island, and we're going to have a drag brunch for him. So
wow.
June 24th at, believe it or not, listen to this, the New Preston Women's Club.
Fantastic.
So bam, there you go.
Absolutely. There is so much going on that you
That's
are
hilarious.
Part of.
Yeah.
You know what? If people want to, they're hearing this, they say, hey, I want to find out more information about some of the things that are going on either at KBJB. Let's start with KBJB first. Where would they go? Where would they try to find that information?
Gosh, you can either download a free app or you can go to KBJBradio.com and then just stream us live. We have a brand new website. It looks great. We're redoing it as we go. You know what I mean? You'll see new stuff as the website
always a work in progress.
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely.
So is my house, a 30-year project.
Fantastic.
It never stops.
It's on Facebook, correct, as well?
It is, kbjbradio.com. We're everywhere. Yeah.
And that's also a good way for people to find you if they're interested in your comedy as well. But you may also have the Facebook page for your comedy, correct?
I do. You know, I really, KJ Comedian, I really don't do much on that one because...
Because you're so focused on the KBJB.
I think so. And then on my regular Kathy Shaner Johansson one, I post a lot of stuff on there, too.
Okay.
You know what? Have you ever been, like, banned from posting on Facebook? I was an oversharer.
Have you ever
been an oversharer on the Facebook and been banned?
I share, no.
I know you haven't, Joe Quirk. Do you have an Instagram?
I'm sorry, we're almost out of time.
Quirk.
Absolutely,
the
Nutmeg Junction is on Instagram.
But
jokes aside, you know what? We're almost pulling into the station.
Oh wow, Joe! This is so much fun. I can't believe that went
so
fast.
We need to have more conversation soon. So I heartily invite you back in. I've already invited you back previously, I know that we're going to be seeing you real soon.
Thanks
enjoying
for the ride.
Your artistic artwork, artistic acting ability in the future.
I'll do what I can.
KJ Johansson.
Thanks for the ride.
KJ Johansson from KBJB.